The state murder trial of Oklahoma City bombing co-conspirator Terry Nichols began yesterday in McAlester in eastern Oklahoma. This is Nichols' second trial. In 1997, he was convicted in federal court and sentenced to life in prison for his role in the bombing. In their opening statements, prosecutors painted Nichols as Timothy McVeigh's right-hand man, while defense attorneys promised jurors they would provide evidence of other co-conspirators who were never even charged in the case. From McAlester, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
There is no parole in the federal prison system. That means that Terry Nichols will die in jail. So why has the state of Oklahoma spent nearly $3.5 million to try him again? Janie Coverdale, who lost two grandsons in the bombing, Aaron, age 5, and Elijah, age 2, has the answer.
This is about Terry Nichols getting the death penalty. He helped slaughter 168 people, and he hasn't been tried for killing but 8. So this is for the death penalty for Terry Nichols.
The trial started off badly for the prosecution. 1 hour after the proceedings were scheduled to get underway, a very angry judge strode up to his bench and informed the courtroom that 2 of the jurors and 1 alternate were related to one of the assistant district attorneys. Judge Stephen Taylor called the state's behavior inexcusable, but he refused the defense's motion for a mistrial. Oklahoma prosecutors tried to recover in opening statements. Assistant District Attorney Lou Keel called Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols partners whose business was terrorism. Nichols was not in Oklahoma City when the bomb went off, and no witness could positively identify him at the state park in Kansas where authorities believe the bomb was built. But just because much of their case is circumstantial doesn't mean the state can't win its case. Janie Coverdale is certainly rooting for them, but she says she's also rooting for Nichols' defense lawyers, too. How can that be? Because Coverdale doesn't believe the government's version that McVeigh and Nichols acted alone.
I have read everything I could find on Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, and nowhere have I read or heard that Timothy McVeigh came to Oklahoma City by himself that Wednesday morning. There were over 50 witnesses in Oklahoma City that saw Timothy McVeigh that morning, and not one said that Tim was by himself.
And that is precisely what Nichols' defense team is going to argue, that there are others out there who helped McVeigh. In 1999, the FBI destroyed videotapes that may have shown McVeigh robbing banks in Ohio with members of the Aryan Nation. Evidence of possible co-conspirators was not allowed into Nichols' federal trial, but it's going to be allowed into this trial. Janie Coverdale is well aware of the irony of rooting for both the defense and prosecution teams.
I know it sounds strange, but I know if we are going to ever get to the truth of what really happened that day, we're going to get the truth from the defense attorneys.
FBI and Treasury agents wanted to interview Timothy McVeigh before he was executed because there were gaps in their timeline they wanted him to fill in. Gaps when McVeigh may have been meeting and plotting with others unknown. Despite repeated pleas, those FBI and Treasury agents were never allowed to interview McVeigh, and he took whatever secrets he possessed to his grave. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, McAlester, Oklahoma.